When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Yep.
All right, we are recording.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Speaking Podcast. Bill Spadia here. I'm with my co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jay Black, on a very unique episode. We are now at 72 hours into Jay's fast. Jay, I think Jessica, you probably heard this. We were confident you were going to make it.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Well, I had my first batch of almonds and my stomach didn't explode, Bill. That's what I was worried about. That they say sometimes coming down off the fast can hurt you. So far, my iron stomach remains iron, so I'm doing okay.
Will this surprise anyone here? Jessica, you sent that picture of the almonds. That had no context for me because I completely forgot that your first meal was going to be almonds. So I'm like, wait, why is Jessica texting almond pictures?
I have like a jumbo bag of almonds.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working my way through.
I can't do that anymore. Between Costco almonds, pistachios, and peanuts, I eat my face full of nuts. Which is the title of this episode.
Face full of nuts. Were they salted almonds? Were they lightly salted? Were they roasted? What were they?
They were whatever the blue almond lightly, I think lightly salted. Basically the exact same thing that Jessica texted at us.
Now, yeah, how many did you have?
Bill, I went...
Low sodium?
Yep, I went crazy and had 13.
Did you count out 13 almonds?
No, so I just had 13 left over from the last bag. So I counted them out because I was curious how many there were. So there was 13 almonds at the end of this fast.
All right, now the more important question, we discussed this on the last podcast episode. You weighed in at the beginning of the fast.
Yes.
219 pounds with 101 pounds of muscle weight. I'm still very confused on how they calculate that, but I know there are people smarter than me.
Yes.
What was your muscle mass when you weighed in at hour 71?
Bill, I think we're going to need to have in the YouTube video a giant fail across the front. The 72-hour fast is a scam. I lost 9.9 pounds in 3 days. My muscle mass...
Of weight.
Total weight. But 5 of those pounds was muscle, and I went up 1% in body fat.
Wow. Jessica, are you surprised?
Not really.
All of those blogs lied to me, Bill.
All of those blogs say don't have an eating disorder. It's not good for you to do this to your body all the time.
Bill, I learned a lesson. Eat like a regular person. This is so bad.
Oh my God, you have single-handedly debunked the fasting myth that is exploding out of Silicon Valley. You know why? They're all idiots. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
know one thing. They know computers, they get that, I get it.
Yeah.
They don't understand the body.
Now I'm happy I didn't go ahead and get that Peter Thiel young blood transplant like he's been doing, because that probably would have been a disaster too.
Did you get the high that you expected?
Remember
when we first started this, you're like, I'm gonna get a high from this.
Bill, I know from highs. I didn't get high. I got nothing. I got shaky hands, a clouded head, headache. The only thing I got that was really good was I slept like a rock. I slept 10 to 11 hours a night, probably because my body had no energy to work off of.
How do you gain a pound of fat and lose 5 of muscle? I don't understand
No, the fat is measured in percentage. So when everything was said and done, my fat must have stayed relatively the same, and I lost all that other weight, so my percentage went up because the fat didn't go down.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know what to say, except for Jessica was right.
Yes. You know, all the people in my life that told me this was dumb turned out to be correct. This is...
Well, if I remember during your last meal before the fast, Jody and I both brought it up. We're like, doesn't your body go after the muscle for some bizarre reason that you... And you're like, no, not supposed to. We're hunters. We're instant hunters. We're going to go out and hunt for our kill and our prey. And it did not happen.
No,
your
Bill,
body literally started eating itself.
Bill, I am the next step in human evolution. I'm basically just a set of eyeballs on a slug body that only wants sugar constantly. I am basically a Cheshire cat.
I feel like you're still going to do this again, though.
No, I'm out. I'm going to tell you something.
I totally agree. I am
addicted. I'm an addictive personality. And if there were like a good feedback loop on this, I can tell you right now, I would have been addicted to it instantly. The feedback loop on this was terrible. No high, no, like, I don't have abs. I will say, I took my shirt off at the beginning of this and filmed, and at the end of this and filmed. And my wife said, I do look a lot better. So that was the only positive, is that you'll be able to see in the YouTube video, which will hopefully, if everything works out, be dropping at the same time this podcast drops. So go to jblack.tv, exit 19. You'll be able to see it there. But yeah, if you'll see the beginning and end, the transformation of my body. I did lose 10 pounds, and you can tell that. But I guess most of it was muscle.
If you lose 10 pounds and 5 of that is muscle, that actually is frightening. Like, that's a real... Jessica, you hit the nail on the head. Don't have an eating disorder. Like, right. That's a disorder. No wonder why people who go through this, you know, and I've never had an eating disorder, thank God, but I get where people drop weight for wrestling, or they, you know, they want to lose weight maybe before a wedding. I don't know. Jessica, did you go on any special diet before the wedding?
Not really, but I was thinking, Jay was reminding me of wrestlers, the wrestling team trying to cut weight and talking about almonds, like only eating 5 almonds in a day and water consumption. And it's not healthy to worry about, you know, your body that much throughout the day. It takes up a lot of energy thinking about that all the time.
No, I'm done. I'm out. I'm just going to lift weights and eat yogurt. I'm going back to regular old Jay. This is terrible.
Lean proteins. No, you need chicken and steak and pork.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Bill. If I was in one of those John McCain prison camps, I'd be the guy going, wait, my dad's an admiral. Get me out of here right now.
You wouldn't be tolerating any of this. Hey, I can't starve. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Whoa. They'd say, you get one bowl of rice a day. And I'll go, no, that's bad for my muscle mass. I'm out of here. I can't do it.
Wow. I have to say, I'm not surprised. Like, literally, we literally had that conversation that Jody told you. She's like, you're going to lose muscle.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not supposed to.
I think the big takeaway from all this, Bill, listen to Jody all the time.
I think, generally speaking, yes, listen to your wife. I think that is a generally good idea.
Yeah. It was bad, guys. What we're gonna have to do is
I'm gonna be honest. Jessica, are you also disappointed? I'm disappointed because I'm like, that sounds easy. Oh, just stop eating for a couple of days and just reset your body. But no, can't do it. Doesn't work.
Here's what I've learned. Everything that's good in life is hard. Nothing is easy. Everything is terrible. Get to work.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
That's the takeaway,
right,
guys.
So my takeaway is I think I want to have pizza now for dinner.
Right. Yes.
Right?
That's what I have scheduled next is pizza.
All right. So bottom line, this did not work. What is the next thing you're
going
to try?
If Jay eats pizza next, that is going to give him a terrible stomach ache.
Jessica, I'm willing to risk it. I got to get back. I got to get my muscle back.
That's not going to be good. You definitely should ease back into it and have like a nice, I don't know, bowl soup, vegetable soup maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you remember the juice cleanses? Have you done that recently? I have not done a juice cleanse for years.
No, I haven't. I just can't afford them. Like, fasting, if it worked, sounds like a great...
yeah.
It sounds like a great diet. I mean, very cost-effective.
Wow.
Like, you know, that blood transfusion, that sounds like an expensive mistake.
Yeah.
Like, at least you didn't lose a lot of money on this one.
No, I didn't lose a lot of money. I just lost, it only takes about a year to put on about 5 pounds of muscle. So I'm only back a year. So I
start benching, man. Start curling and benching. You got push-ups to do. What are you doing on the phone with us?
I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lift heavy weights. And I'm going to do a follow-up video in a week for the YouTube channel to see how much muscle I was able to put back on when I started eating again, to see if your body recovers quickly from it.
All right. And this will be my one and only PSA. Do not try this at home.
No, don't.
He has tried it for you. We are done with fasting. Fasting over.
Yeah, I wish that we could have like a big ding at the end where it's like the green, hey, it worked out fine. But when Jim edits this all together, what I'm hoping is when my results come up and we filmed the results come up for the YouTube channel, you'll see a big fail. And then like from the Price is Right, like doo-doo-doo-doo, murr. That's what I'm hoping for, because man, oh man.
Oh, my gosh. All right, on to healthier eating.
That's right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Remember, follow Jessica at Chasing Chestnut. Follow me at Bill Spadia. And follow Jay, jblack.tv, and get on his Exit 19 YouTube.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, that was great.
The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.